The Glass Lady Project with your host, Becky Mitchell. This program features artists and individuals from our community who have stories and history to share.
This is Becky Mitchell, and on today's show, we are going to continue listening to Pippi Mayfield interviewing Jean Schemmerhorn and James Matter on their years working the Becker County ice harvest.
So do you remember any mishaps or anything that stood out that happened to you guys personally? It was just a typical day on the job every day?
Yeah, it kind of was, I think, myself. Some days it got really cold.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd have to warm up the engine so we could figure out how to get it started and that type of thing, cranking mm-hmm. it.
Yeah.
It was just like an old Model A car, you know, but and the old engine was what we were using.
Great.
And it took a little bit of doing sometimes because of the temperature.
Yeah.
But basically, once you got them running, they just ran.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do you ever remember being cold? I mean, I would think being out in the wind, especially on the lake, it would be cold.
Yes. And yet I don't... It never bothered me any.
Oh, really?
I've got to be honest with you. The years that I was there, mm-hmm. I never... We had a little shack out there mm-hmm. where you could warm up in.
Okay.
Like once we cut off so many of these blocks and we were getting far enough ahead of the guys that were breaking them off mm-hmm. and pushing them up, we could go in that shed. And I never, and I wasn't a teetotaler by any means, but I was a younger guy, you know, and mm-hmm. I didn't carry around a little flask in my pocket. There was a lot of these older guys. They carried around blackberry brandy or something like that to have a shot.
That's how they stayed warm.
That's how they stayed warm, yeah. You've probably seen that too, right? Maybe you even did. No, I didn't either. I was just... Back in those days, I was a good boy.
It's now in these later years that you turned, huh?
Yeah, that's right. When I got older, yeah. But, no, it was... an enjoyable job. In the car, you guys would actually work up a sweat, wouldn't you? Yeah, that's what I was told.
Out of the wind, you know?
Yeah, out of the wind. And they had little cracks in the car, though, wasn't it? Kind of like, or were they solid?
They were solid.
They were. Oh, I thought somebody had told me they were like, a lot of the railroad cars
they
were like.
They had used some of those too, but the ones they used were solid.
Okay, for hauling livestock back in those days, they used to haul livestock by rail.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, anyway.
Remember, after we'd get the first layer in the car box, then we'd dig holes for our heels.
Oh, yeah.
They'd grab that kick and rear back and mm-hmm. swing it to them.
Yeah, I think that
just
would be
good. You'd get it all the way to the back of the car, and the guy just revving me. Guided into this place, you know.
Mm-hmm. Kind of got to have a good system, because if somebody misses a block, you're...
Yeah, if you miss and it freezes down, well, then you got to chip it loose.
That's what I was going to say. How do you even get it loose? Yeah. Then does it wreck it, or did it wreck it when they chipped it loose?
It didn't seem to. Just got the prime loose.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Were they able to stop the conveyor belt if you guys had some kind of issue going on? No?
Just kept it coming.
Wow.
I think they load about 3 or 4 cars at a time, so the first one get that, and then the next one, the next one.
Yeah, they would. If you were having trouble in your car, they could direct it so that it would go in the second car, or if they had trouble, then they could go to the third car or something like that. Yeah. You're right.
Mm-hmm.
I never worked there, but it's what people told me, you know, how mm-hmm. it worked.
That makes sense.
It was a big, how wide was that thing, that conveyor that come out of the water? I mean, it was that wide?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, I've
made out of wood.
Yeah.
So it's not much steel in it, with the idea that steel... the ice would freeze to it,
right.
Or it would, it didn't.
That's true.
And then the water would come up with it, and then the water would go back down and fall off again, mm-hmm. too, you know.
Yeah.
It was interesting.
I've seen...
I'm going to be honest with you, I enjoyed it, And some of the people didn't like the meals they served there.
Oh, really?
But they served the meal there. And I thought that most of the meal was great. Mm-hmm. What did you think?
I don't remember that.
You didn't eat in the... Maybe you brought your own?
I think we did.
Oh, okay. I ate at the... in the big shed they had there for eating.
Yeah, I think that was for the lake crew.
For the lake crew. Maybe it was. Okay. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that. See? You can be working it. I mean, it was a large group of men that worked there. How many would you say?
Shoot.
A couple hundred or better.
I suppose, yeah.
Oh, really? At one time?
I think so. I think so. I could be wrong, but there was people out on the ice all over doing different things. Like I said, I was sawing with another guy, and there was another guy and his partner that was also sawing and with the same type of saw like we had. And then there was people breaking off these chunks and walking around out there. And then there was people as it went up. We're breaking them into different sizes too, because they'd be scored, and before they went up, and there was people all along that whole channel, standing in there. I don't know. Maybe it was. Maybe it just seemed like 100, 200 people, or 150, 200. People.
It seems like quite a few. I've seen some pictures, and it seems like there's always a big group of men around there.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. All the guys that did. I think, like Gene said, most of our group were farmers, and people from the Ogama Galloway area were farmers. Mm-hmm. But then there was people that worked as maybe on the highway building a road or something in the summertime, and that type of thing.
So at the time when you were doing this work, did you think it was a novelty at all, or that it would go away soon, or it was... just a job, and it was there.
It was a job, and it was there, and I never looked upon it as, well, we're going to run out of ice or water or anything like that. It was the fact that, you know, refrigeration came on in, and I'm not sure what years the refrigeration would have come in. I'm assuming that it probably came in the 60s or 70s and like that, right?
Yeah, it was somewhere in the 60s, because I know that the ice harvesting was done in 70. I think 70 or 71 was the last year that they harvested. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, it would have been sometime between, I'm going to say 61 and 71, when that fellow would have drowned it.
Okay.
And I don't know if they have, I know they have papers that would be available then.
Right.
But, I don't know how to go about if they have it on a computer or anything down.
Well, they have it on microfilm, so you just have to page through every paper in that year until you found it. But
he was thought of real well.
Oh, yeah.
I know all the people that I worked around with, they liked him, and he was a good guy.
Was he out walking, or was he in a car?
He'd be walking around out where we were out on the ice. And I'm assuming that he was in charge of your end of it, too. I'm just assuming this. But he probably had, he was the like the foreman. And then you have your subs under the foreman.
Right.
And that's kind of how it worked out on the ice, too. I think that'd be the way I'd think, that you probably had then a sub foreman telling you what to do, and we had a sub foreman telling us what to do, and then they report to him. And if we didn't do our job, I'm sure we were told that maybe to leave even or something like that. They couldn't use us. And if we were doing good, they'd say, good, you're doing a good job, and keep going.
Was it hard to get in on a job there, or did they... I mean, they always had openings.
They always seemed like, for me.
Yeah, it seemed like it.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was just an opening. I don't know why, but maybe it was just my idea that I always thought they liked to have the farm kids there, because the farm kids were used to pitching manure.
I was going to say, they're the hard workers.
Pitching hay.
Yep.
Gene Shimmerhorn here, I can remember, he's 1 year older than I am, but when my dad had a man that did custom baling back then, mm-hmm. and we went up, and how many stacks of hay did we have to move?
That's quite a few.
And we pitched them all by hand into that baler.
Yeah.
I mean, that was a lot of work. You were used to
sure
working back then. That was in the wintertime, remember that?
Yeah.
What, did your brother work with us then too? That's
yeah,
what I
Roy,
thought.
Yeah.
Yeah, Roy, that yeah. was older Gene, yeah.
Okay.
And the three of us just had to try to keep that baler going. And, well, that was tough work.
It was.
Yeah. But that's another story.
Well, but it just shows that is why they appreciated having you guys on the ice harvest, I'm sure, because you were the ones who worked hard.
Yeah. And same thing with the construction guys. They worked darn hard, and mm-hmm. top hours, too, yeah. and that type of thing.
Do you remember what the pay was back then?
You make a guess, and then I'll make
I think an hour and a quarter an hour.
Okay. Was that good for back then?
Yeah, pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I was going to say a buck and a half, but I probably, maybe it's because of the later years, they
yeah,
maybe went up there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because
I knew, it seemed like once we got married and then went back to work there, it was something that kind of kept you in groceries and
right.
whatnot, you know? And that was always good. Instead of having to sell some grain to pay for the groceries, you could work out on the ice.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember exactly, but if you were to have asked me, I'd have said a dollar and a half. I'm sure if you go back in that paper, it'll yeah. kind of tell that.
I've seen, you know, over like a 20, 30 year period, and yeah, it got up around that amount. It mentions both the $1, $1.25, $1.50. It all depends on what year, I suppose.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think it was $1.25 when I worked there.
Right there. Okay.
Okay. Yeah. And maybe I started, it would have been $1.25 and then went up to $1.50.
Okay, yeah.
And maybe being married then, I kind of kept track of it more than I would have if I was single. Yet.
Yeah, that's true.
Back in those days, you could buy, what, 3 beers for $1?
Times have changed.
Yeah. And 3 gallons of gas for $1? I mean, that's about it, right?
Mm. Gas was 23 cents a gallon back then.
23? Yeah, okay.
Four gallons for $1?
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah. So.
Used to buy out Gus Hoblin out here.
Yeah.
Out on 10 West.
Mm-hmm.
Used to be one arm guy there that used to have a gas station.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
Yeah, I think his name was Gus Holland.
Gus Holland. Yeah, my brother, older brother, Jerome, and myself, when the Highway 10 project came through, we wrecked his building. The highway department would put bids out, and you could bid on that building, and then you could take it down. And his looked like a pretty easy building to take down, because there was a lot of big beam-type wood in it, mm-hmm. and then it was block construction. And the people, they just came out there and took the blocks down themselves there and bought them from us, because they were just happy that blocks probably were selling for back then, new ones, maybe 20 cents, I'm going to say, mm-hmm. and we sold them for 10, and then they could take it down. They just hit them with a chisel or a little pick, you know, and the block came loose. And that's another story. My brother and I, we wrecked many buildings.
Oh, really?
All the way from the east side of Detroit Lakes to the west side where Gus Holland's station was.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a good winter job, too. And that's probably another reason why I wouldn't have worked in later years out on the ice gang, because I was wreck it.
No.
Bill needs it in the wintertime.
Yeah.
As long as you could find a job for work, that was the thing.
Was it easy or hard to find jobs in the winter?
Did you ever work in the potato house in Callaway?
Yeah, I did.
I did too.
Yeah.
What did you do there?
Shovel potatoes.
Shovel potatoes, that's what I did too. That was a hard job.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Was it worse than the ice?
Oh, I'd rather have been out in the ice.
Hell yeah.
Hard on me. Yeah. 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 I didn't mind wrecking buildings when that project went through. You kind of remember that, don't you, when that went through? Or, no.
Yeah.
But my older brother and myself, we did that for several years.
This concludes today's show with Gene Schemmerhorn and James Matter on their years in the Becker County Ice Harvest. Please stay tuned for the next series. We have a couple of shows with these gentlemen on their experiences and memories from working the Becker County Ice Harvest.
This audio piece was produced in the KKWE studios in Callaway, Minnesota, on the White Earth Reservation. This project is fully funded by a generous grant from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. If you'd like to hear more, check out our online archive at www.nijiradio.org.